Okie dokie. Very good. Well, I should say good morning to RBN listeners across the United States and Canada. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And we're here on this Saturday, the 26th, get the date right, the 26th of November, 2016. And let's have no secrets to anybody, but this is the 57th program. We're 1 year here today on this program. I think it was 45 repeats out of 52, so we're a year old today. and we've achieved a few things along the way. A better connection as of the 15th of June than we are on broadband since then. But as I say, try as I may, I'm immersed in work 15 hours a day, not that I'm claiming heroics of writing and researching, but it's gone up to 21 hours a day now with the aftermath of the election. I have to still keep on it because everything, it all affects everything we're doing. And the key point is who Trump is appointing, and it's a bit unnerving to see him talking to some people. I know the media hype it up so high, but people are very concerned he's talking to Mitt Romney, and for such an important position as Secretary of State, that is a bit alarming. But a lot of people are keeping the faith that he's going to do what he says he's doing about draining the swamp. And one of the people he was meeting at meetings, this happens in Britain all the time with the eagle-eyed media and modern technology of digital TV, came out of a meeting with him, maybe it was planted, with plans for a 3,900-mile wall, etc., which is going to be some civil engineering product, but there's lots of jobs in it, I hope, for Americans. But if he does half of what he claimed he's going to do in his manifesto of 30 items in his first 100 days, he'd be doing very well indeed, considering our own leader here, great leader, Theresa May, who's a bit windy and a bit spooky, is going around saying, it's leaked out, saying to Nissan that we'll stay in, not in the EU, but just the EEA, European Economic Community, which means we wouldn't have full autonomy over immigration, etc., etc. But also there's things happening in France that Sarkozy, I have a bit of respect for, because he got knocked out, and basically it's going to be a competition at the end between this guy, Francois Fillon, and Marine Le Pen. But I think Fillon will win in the end. It'll be very hard for Le Pen to win, but she'll frighten the living you-know-what out of the European Union. And the election in France is 23rd of April, actually, and we know the result because they have, unless the winning candidate wins straight up by 51%, there's a runoff. And what happens then is if the socialists don't get into the final two, they vote for the least right-wing candidate, which would be Fillon. But then another day I'll go over another thing about people don't understand a lot of news. They can't possibly, because the American media don't cover America very well. They certainly don't follow Europe, cover America or Britain. But Marine Le Pen, she's extremely right-wing and on immigration, but she's a hardcore socialist on all other issues. The French economy is 52%. 52% of the GDP of France is state operations. I mean, it's sinking under its own weight. And unemployment in France is twice what it is in Britain. It's quite shocking. But the machinations of that carry on. And then we have this new campaign, it's an extension of what was going on before the election, this fake news campaign, which is a very sophisticated, it's CIA-based and mainstream media-based, trying to make out that the alternative media is all fake news. Well, we know who the fake news people are, CNN, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post, and CBS and NBC, the rest of them, and CNN and the New York Times, absolutely despicable. I've been, as I say, at this from the age of 12, over 50 years, and I've never in my life seen such vicious lockstep walking of a criminal cabal trying to put another criminal cabal in power, namely Hillary Clinton and her apparatchiks. It's just shocking. And then we have the voter fraud of 3 million people voting who shouldn't have voted, the software-rigged voting machines, the criminal activities of George Soros funding these young brats who are brainwashed. I mean, the young people are totally brainwashed, especially if they come from California, trashing the cities of America in, well, minor riots, etc., not to exaggerate it. And then we have this threat of the Electoral College voters being got at. And I say they're definitely being got at. And also the recount being so-called financed by Jill, Stein. Well, that's Clinton Foundation money. There's no doubt about that. I was just looking at a lot of reports on that. And there's an outstanding guy who has appeared on the scene. I've seen a lot of his videos very suddenly. Gaber Zolna. Zolna, he's an outstanding interrogator, very intimidating presence, how he goes over this in very slow, methodical descriptions of what's going on in the criminality in this campaign. And then this thing, which I couldn't go into, I'd take a special program, this paedophile gate, Pisa gate, and Wiener and Podesta. It is quite shocking. This leads to an awful lot of crime. And there's a major standoff going on between the NYPD and the FBI. But, of course, the FBI, Mr. Comey, etc., and Loretta Lynch, until Thursday, Trump gets control of that. Nothing will be done. And not to mention Mr. Comey's previous history working for HSBC, the biggest convicted of, actually proven to be the biggest bank in drug money laundering in the world, HSBC. And that's where Comey originated among many jobs he had. Although it's quite tricky too. Comey was an assistant attorney to Giuliani. Giuliani was talking about the other night and expressing shock and horror at the position of Comey. But some of these people are a little bit too close for comfort. There's no doubt about it. As I say, I have Trump's written manifesto here. The 30 items, principles he said he'd cover in his first 100 days about draining the swamp. And we'll see if that comes to being, etc. But to get from here to the January 20th with the Electoral College, etc., we had Chris Ann Hall on a week or two ago about the Electoral College. She could only be on for half an hour, and she did it from an airport. It was very good of her. But few people in the alternative media are raising this, but it's deadly serious how this Electoral College could upturn Trump's victory. And there's nothing can be done with it once the result from the Electoral College is in. I don't believe they say the Supreme Court could do nothing about it either. But it's not just hanging chads, it's the actual vote that votes in the president to be nominated as the president. But and the mainstream media are not, sorry, the alternative media are not taking this seriously at all. It could go very, very wrong. But the other thing about this fake news thing, Mike Adams unearthed another piece of information. There's supposed to be 17 security agencies in the United States. Well, he's unearthed another one. It's called ADANUS, ADANUS. Haven't got the definition of what it actually stands for. Usually a three-lettered agency. This is six-lettered. So it's supposed to be a subsidiary of DARPA. And it's designed and set up to work in lockstep with the likes of Google and this Jigsaw software to wipe out the alternative media. This is not paranoia. This is real. Real, real, real. And again, the people working in lockstep through that, the FBI, the CIA, the FCC, the DOJ, working with Google, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other apparatchiks, including Microsoft, doing everything they can to, and they proved themselves who they were in this election, about they were the people editing out stuff completely, as Google did, edited out just about every negative story about the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton. But this fake news thing, which Mike Adams and many people, and even Jones and his people, Paul Joseph Watson and those, are putting out very good, compact 3 and 5 minute and 33 minute videos on YouTube, are well worth looking at. They're real, surreal, and up to the minute of what is going on. But these unfortunate children, I keep referring to them, who spent their life on, even off the mid-20s, on Facebook in recent years, Twitter, and their iPhones, and they think they're well-informed. They are the most brainwashed element of society ever in the history of the world. But later on in the program, we'll have a special guest, I'll name him later on, where we're going to talk about prepping and surviving and very practical things to do. But That is Vincent Finnelly. But an article here on this fake news thing that's well put together by Natural News and Mike Adams again. And he's also saying to people to get rid of Google off your computers. You can survive very well without it with the goodgopher.com, goodgopher, G-O-P-H-E-R.com, bing.com, and also duckduckgo.com. And on duckduckgo.com, you can't be traced if you set it up right. But there are other options other than Google. But and another thing I'll come to later on about before the half hour, well, we'll leave it, we'll be talking to Vincent Finnelly. The polar vortex, I have some very good information, Mark Morano, about what this mini ice age we're heading into, and especially here in Europe, where are we here? 53 degrees north, which is about the same as Edmonton, Alberta. And the Gulf Stream is slowing down and cooling down. So we're being set up for a colossal hit, and the BBC will have none of it, absolutely none of it. They had a disgraceful weather forecast this week that they got wrong. They signed off, I think it was Tuesday night, saying, windy and wet, and average temperatures. 6 inches of snow hit the east coast of the UK and Scotland, and northern England, Scotland, and people had havoc around them. And they no apologies the next day from the BBC, because they're taking their weather forecasting from NASA satellites, and that is totally, totally committed to global warming. So we've got the weather forecasting in Britain now is a pack of lies as well. But this article here about fake news, list updated to show the real source of fakery, the mainstream media. And it says, having trouble making sense of what news is real and what news is fake, worry no more. The Duran has compiled, I don't know who the Duran has compiled, the list of news sources you should avoid at all costs. Disclaimer one, all of the contents in this document reflect the opinion of the author and are not for educating purposes, blah, 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 etc., etc. But anyway, category below is a list of fakes, false, or regularly misleading websites that are shared on Facebook and social media. Some of these websites may rely on outrage by using distorted headlines and decontextualized or dubious information in order to generate likes, shares, and profits. These websites are categorized with the number one next to them. Okay. Category two, some websites in this list may circulate misleading or potentially unreliable information. misleading information. Category other websites on this list sometimes use click-based headlines and social media descriptions. Well, that doesn't mean much to me. Category four, other sources on this list partly fake with the intent of satire and comedy. Well, the best one on that in the alternative media that's genuine is Mark Dice interviews of people about current issues, and he gets this about 90% failure of people understanding what's going on. Actually, I read this out last week. Now I remind myself, but it's the vile websites are BuzzFeed, The Daily Beast, CNN, Politico. Well, the head of Politico was fired there just a few days ago because he's recommending people go out and get baseball bats and beat up Trump supporters. Would you believe that? The FT, the Financial Times, that was a disgraceful magazine. Bloomberg, The Guardian, well, that's left-wing communitarian information on the London scene. The BBC Three, well, most of the BBC is New Age stuff. Reuters, it's not as bad as the United States, but it's pretty polluted. MotherJones.com, I'm not familiar with that. Euronews, France 24, Slate, The New York Times, a vile propaganda rag. The Huffington Post, MSNBC, Time magazine, The Economist, another London disgraceful propaganda on economic matters, vile. Newsweek, they're still mourning for Hillary Clinton. And all these outfits have their own video channels as well. You'll see what they're made of if you look them up on YouTube. The Sun newspaper, well, that's Murdoch's working class newspaper. It sells 3 million copies a day. But we do have the Daily Mail in Britain, which sells 2 million copies and about 4 or 5 million readers, and it's massive website. And the Daily Mail is the only bare-knuckled newspaper left in Britain, really. I noticed my clock has stopped on the internet. Why is that? But not to worry, it'll start again. and they're also the naming damning with damning contempt. CBS, NBC, ABC, Yahoo, The Atlantic, USA Today, oh, vile, Vice News, Vox News, Business Insider, Ukraine Today, but some of the best is alternative media like RBN, and also Greg Hunter and Gary Franchi, and RT, Russia Today, which they are, the European Parliament passed a piece of legislation this week, a few, 2 days ago, attacking Russia and treating Russia, as they did in the state, in the press room of the White House, with absolute contempt, Russia Today. And it's one of the best news organizations on the planet. Anybody who ranges across all these organizations will recognize that very quickly. But the other thing on the agenda, as I might get to touch on it today later on, is the weather situation. We're heading into winter, and they're saying, I have a map here, I can't show it, but the solar vortex, I'm not pretending I know what that is, which is the cold air circulating at the North Pole and above us here in the Northern Hemisphere, is extremely cold this year. It's in Greenland, it says hit minus 45 in parts of the week, and it's moving south, and it's showing the Great Lakes freezing up here, and that the United States this year is guaranteed a very, very severe winter. So the farming community, I don't know about growing conditions next spring, it'll look pretty bad, I think, all around. But there's a very good article by Mark Morano, Climate Depot, and it says, Russian scientists, the new little rice age has started. It's 30 pages, but it's very, very comprehensive. But listening to these punters on debunk, it's still going on about global warming. Trump has spoken up on that as the president-elect. I sincerely hope he will follow through. Well, he says he's going to abolish the carbon taxes, which would be good, and the TPP, which is all woven together as a form of financial terrorism against the rest of us. I have another article, but I read it twice, I won't read it again, but Associated Press reporter admits faking the news stories for Hillary Clinton. They are just shocking, these people. I'll leave the financial stories till next week about the cashless society, which is rapidly coming down the pike at us, rapidly. This week, the Indian government withdrew the 500 rupee note. 500 rupees, that's about 12 quid, but $15. And suddenly withdrew it, and it's no longer legal tender at the end of the year. And it says it's to fight crime. Well, what's going to happen in India is that the black economy will start using U.S. dollars. And the U.S. dollar will start taking over on the ground. That's a very stupid thing to do. But France has outlawed cash transactions over 1,000 euros. Sweden, something the same. Sweden, I think, is 80% cashless. And that is another part of heading into total tyranny. I'm sick telling people this. But again, you have to get news space in the news. And obviously, the agenda this October, November, in the last 18 months has been the election. But it has been a fantastic victory to see Hillary Clinton beaten. But we won't know for sure until December. December 19th, I think, is the Electoral College meets. And maybe next week we'll do more on the Electoral College. Mike Adams is also saying here in an article, America cannot heal unless we stop the left-wing media hate. As I'm asking myself when I'm going to return Natural News to its usual format of covering health, nutrition, and disease prevention, he says, I am tied to these events that are going on around us. But anyway, we're coming up to the first break, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. Well, just to fill out the time between now and the bottom of the hour when I'll be talking to Vincent Finelli, I'll just read this at the beginning of this piece. It's actually 30 pages long, but it's an outstanding article by Climate Depot, and they're quoting an independent Russian scientist who's not in the pockets of any multinational company. But it says, since 1990, the sun has been in declining phase of the quasi-bicentennial variation, that's its scientific name, in total solar irradiance. Anyway, he's not going to keep using these large words. The decrease in the proportion of TSI absorbed by the Earth since 1990 has remained uncompensated by the Earth's long wave radiation into space. Blah, blah, blah. I'll go down to the saying. He's saying the gradual weakening of the Gulf Stream leads to a stronger cooling of the zone of its action in the Western Europe and the eastern parts of the United States and Canada. Quasi-bicentennial cycle, TSI, together with successive very important influences of the casual feedback affects the main fundamental causes. What they're saying is the polar vortex, which is swirling around up above us all the time on the northern, around the North Pole, it's moving south this year, and it's going to cause havoc. And they're saying it's like it's guaranteed to happen. So where I live here, around here, even in this mild climate, whether we're 53 degrees north here, these the highest percentage of polytunnels in Herefordshire is in this part of the world. But they started growing vegetables and herbs and stuff in polytunnels here in the West Midlands of Britain about 10 or 15 years ago. And it's a massive part of horticulture. And I don't know if it's a factor in the United States, but it's going to be the future. And people with livestock, that the situation we're heading into, I was telling people this in Ireland, that sheds about they're going to have to expand their capacity to put animals indoor to possibly 6 months of the year. Because we've had these winters here now where we've had these low temperature droughts in January, February, cold weather, no rain, no snow, but growth not getting going until about the end of March, early April. And there's been late planting here for many, many years. It's beginning to bite. But this cyclical cycle they're talking about, it happens every 180 years, and it's exacerbated this time by the damage done to the Gulf Stream, because they poured that horrendous chemical core exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and it's changed the temperature of the Gulf. And it's affecting the activity of which we depend on. If we didn't have the Gulf Stream here, well, between 53 and 60 degrees north, at least the Shetland Islands are, we would have frozen up like the Great Lakes here. And a few people are talking about it. Christopher Booker tells the truth in his column in the Daily Telegraph, and that's one of the writers that's featured on climatedepot.com. But Mark Morano has been a tremendous fighter of exposing the shocking lies about global warming. And what he's saying is the emphasis should be in cleaning up pollution around the Earth, which is shocking. And he has had held conferences in the heart of the beast at Paris there last year, where half the city journalists were chasing him and trying to describe him as a propagandist. But it goes exactly with the left wing. The left wing liberal new age freaks, they all spout global warming like it is a religion. And if you ask them technical questions about proof of this, they don't want to know. And we have again this week something came out that Scott of the Antarctic and Shackleton from 1913, their diaries have been discovered, and the temperatures that they recorded down there showing that there has been virtually no rise in temperature in the Antarctic, and the ice pack is bigger than ever down there. And there's other total crap that goes on. Children in school have been told this about these polar bears stranded on two square meters of ice. Well, polar bears can swim up to 50 miles in a day. Ask David Attenborough. absolutely appalling stuff. And Gore put his head above the parapet briefly in the election. And I think he got almost stoned to death politically from opening his mouth, because even with the mainstream media supporting him. But the propaganda is shocking. But this, going back to it next week on a lot of things, this fake news thing has been turned around on the alternative media, and it's really serious. But anyway, we come to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, These impurities are entering our bodies. Holy tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, very good. That's very, very appropriate music. Moon River by Arca Bulk. Fits in exactly with climate change and possibly it's getting daylight in Lebanon, Missouri. But we have a guest today. He is a farmer, a family man, an agricultural engineer, a prepper, and a fighter of bureaucracy. And he has a prolific broadcaster. He has his own program on GCN and RBN. And he is Mr. Vincent Finelli. Do we have Vincent Finelli?
PJ, it's great to hear your voice.
No, it isn't. don't try to butter me up. That doesn't work.
No,
Lieutenant Columbo, as I know you are. Just one more question here. Carry on.
You know, I've been watching the Columbo series with Mrs. Finelli, and
I see
we have.
She must
we
be
have
falling off the chair
the
laughing.
Kitchen,
yeah,
where we can watch. You know, Netflix or videos that we don't have mm-hmm. over-the-air television. And I've been watching Columbo, and absolutely fascinating. And you're right, just one more thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a very effective way to interrogate people. It's the most effective. Just mm-hmm. a happy conversation and yeah. fill in all the pieces like the dial of a clock and then the arrows point to the missing piece, you know?
You know, PJ, I wanted to share with you some thoughts, if it's okay, about some of the things that I do.
Yeah, sure.
The way I live. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's why you're here today. Absolutely. And prepping, and we'll get on to prepping and surviving and the scene yeah. about, you know, where we are now with Trump. But carry on.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Springfield, Missouri, about 50 miles from the farm, and a friend of ours, an instructor, and I were I'm going to go and look at some tools. I needed some tools, specialized tools, to do a shock absorber change out on an old Mercedes. And I needed some McPherson strut spring compressors, and I needed some front end tools to take apart ball joints and things like that. So I decided to make the job a little easier and get the tools. So he wanted to come with me, and so he followed me over to the Chinese factory tool outlet, which is also known as Harbor Freight Tools. And so I noticed his headlights, he has a European car, and his headlights weren't equally bright. And he pulled into the parking lot, and I said, "Hey, would you mind if I looked under your hood? Because, you know, one of your headlights is not very bright, and the other one's is right." So we popped the hood, and I walked about 100 feet away from the vehicle, and I looked at it. And sure enough, the headlight was pointed down. I said, "Well, the headlight's loose in the plastic bracketry." And I said, "Actually, it's missing part of the holder." And then I looked around, and my son was with me, and we looked and found some other things under his hood that were not right. Like his air cleaner box was not secured. It wasn't even latched. It didn't have any latches latching it down. And there was a little drip underneath, a little oil drip. I said, "I'll tell you what. Next time you come over to the farm, let's put this thing on the lift and let's take a look at it. And I'll tell you what, let's service it. You know, your next regular service." Well, sure enough, his service was coming up. And I asked him where he had his vehicle serviced. And he said, you know, at his friend's. He has a friend who has a company that has an independent service company. And, you know, a lot of bays, big business for an independent, pretty big business. And I said, "How come they didn't see these things? How come they didn't see your air cleaner box was open? How come they didn't see the headlight? What about this drip, this power steering fluid drip?" And so the message, I think, is carelessness. I'd like to talk about carelessness.
Sure.
And that's what I'm
saying. Sure. Getting service is shocking. It's very hard, yeah.
Right. So how is it that somebody could open up the hood of a repeat customer's vehicle and not see the absolute blatant obvious? How is that possible? So I said, "How much does it cost?" And he said he'd be embarrassed to tell me what a service costs. What's an oil change cost? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking using Mobil 1 0W40 European formula, the best oil I think you can get, and, you know, a top-of-the-line oil filter. And he told me that it costs him between $300 and $600 to have his oil change because they find other things.
I can't imagine a franchise dealer cost, yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine what other things they might find because they missed the obvious, right?
So yeah, sure.
So we changed his oil, and now I'm trying to make a case for doing your own oil changes. So we put the car up. We have a lift here at the farm, and we put the car up on the lift, and I showed him under the hood and under the vehicle, and the vehicle was hot, and I explained to him that we only change the oil when the engine oil is hot. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that we want all the debris, particles, and so forth, metallic shavings, in suspension when we drain the oil out. And when they're in suspension, you can get more of them out than if the car waits in the parking lot for half a day, you know, for the oil change, and then they drive your vehicle into the service bay, drain the oil with the oil cold. Mm-hmm. So we let the oil drip for about a half an hour. And then I pulled the drain plug and let it drip for about a half an hour. And then I said, "Let's put a cup under here or a can, and let's measure how much more comes out over the next 4 hours while we do some other things around the farm." Came back, and he saw that we had about a half a cup more oil, dirty, mm-hmm. filthy black oil that dripped out of the crankcase. And he was shocked. He's like, "Wow, that stays in my engine when I go to the regular oil change guys." And the answer is yes, it does. So I'd like to share with you the plan. It's really simple. You have to do your oil changes for a lot of reasons. Then I showed him the oil filter, and it was a marginal oil filter. And this is a high-end European car. It was a BMW. Mm-hmm. And it was a run-of-the-mill, cheap Chinese oil filter. And I got for him a Bosch oil filter, and I showed him the difference. And he was really surprised. And then the question comes out, you know, I keep paying for this high-end oil at the oil change place, but I don't know if I'm getting that. So the answer is you've got to do your own oil changes, and you have to let it run drip overnight. So, for example, right outside the studio window here in Missouri at the farm, I've got a backhoe, and we used the backhoe last night, pulled the drain plug. It's still dripping, and it'll continue to drip for most of the day when we refill it with fresh oil. But another point is when you change your oil on your vehicle, when you... And here's how it's done at the oil change place. They take a brand new oil filter, and if it's a spin-on, they'll put it in, spin it up, and that oil filter's empty. There's no oil in it. So when you start that engine, there's a few seconds of that engine running dry. The cylinder walls are not being lubricated. The camshaft's not being lubricated.
Probably 500 RPM. It's gone around 500 times, yeah.
Oh, it's run significantly. And what I read a couple decades ago was that you do about 10,000 miles worth of wear damage when you do your oil change and you do not fill your oil filter with oil. So what I do is I take that oil filter, and if it screws, with the base facing up, I will fill it all the way with like 99% filled with oil, lubricate the gasket, and then spin it on. If it's horizontal, I'll fill it about 40% full of oil. Okay, and so because I don't want the oil to run out as I install the oil filter. So those are a couple things that we do.
Absolutely, it's a far better quality work for doing, and it's very satisfying to do it yourself. I used to build my own engines, VWs, air cooled. That was my specialty. But I've rewired vehicles, etc., etc. But it's just application and interest. But this guy must have been really shocked. But mainline franchise dealers are shocking. Like labor rates in workshops are around here about £25-30 an hour, but BMW £120 an hour.
Oh, easy. Labor rate. Easily, yep. And Mercedes could cost even more.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. Another thing was used vehicles.
No, just in this area of self-help and surviving and doing your own work, like if there was an economic collapse tomorrow, the people would have to do it. Isn't that fair to say?
Absolutely would have to do it. We have I know a gal who I've seen several times at the meetup, and I've asked her, she said she got a generator. And I said, well, great, what kind? Said gasoline. I said, oh, okay. So do you have gas for it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. How much gas do you have for it? I've got some, a couple 5-gallon cans. I said, do you know how much it burns an hour? And she said, no. And I said, have you started it yet? No. Have you read the manual? No. I'll just pay somebody to do that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, so you're going to call somebody up? Or find somebody and say, I don't know how to fix this generator. It's dark. Will you help me? And that person will come over. And what's to prevent that person from saying, wow, this is a really nice place you've got here. As a matter of fact, it's mine now. And you've got 10 minutes to pack up and get out of here.
That's right. When the lights go out, people panic, and it's too late. It's too late on a power cord. Yeah, that's what you're saying, really.
Well, what I'm saying is that you have to know how to do things for yourself, because at some point we're not going to be able to trust and depend on others. Even if we could trust and depend on them, will they be there? And the answer is, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, you look at the currency. You were talking about. Cash being done away with. That's a serious, serious problem.
Oh, yeah. I'm just about to publish that in the name of God, and by January, I'll send you a copy of that. But, it's deadly. It's okay having, all of us are buying the internet. It's a digital, and it's a card, fine, and we don't pass any remarks. But if the whole country we're in becomes digital, the government then have total control of you. Absolutely total.
Well, right now, if you don't have cash, the banks have total control of you. For example, I was stranded in Maryland. I decided to go to my high school reunion, my 45th high school reunion. And so Mrs. Finelli and I were in one of our vehicles, and it developed a hydraulic leak. And I couldn't get under the vehicle. And I was within maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours of the 1,100-mile trip to my high school.
Oh, yeah.
And I was stranded in Maryland at one of these rest stops, and they had restaurants there. It's a huge, huge complex. And I was there for a day, and we were a little hungry. Wanted something warm to eat. We had food and water in the car, and we were good, and blankets. And it's 31 degrees, so it was kind of chilly. But we slept in the car, mm-hmm. and so we got a pizza. And it was $20 plus tax. And I called my son.
My God.
I called my son via Skype, and I used Wi-Fi because I don't have a cell phone. I called my son and asked him if he could bring the gooseneck trailer and the diesel truck to come and get us. And
how many miles from home were you at this stage?
11, about 1,000.
Oh, good God.
About 1,000. So he said, sure. And so he picked up one of his buddies, and the two of them were going to drive nonstop to come get us. And he was in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And his throttle position sensor on his Dodge Cummins turbo diesel failed, mm-hmm. and his engine just went into idle. Mm-hmm. So I was on Skype with him, and I said...
Two of you broken down at this stage,
yeah? Yeah, so he's coming to get me, and he's broken down in Kentucky about halfway, about 500 miles from home, 500 miles from where we were, on the mm-hmm. on the interstate. So I said... A couple miles up, there's an AutoZone, and they have this part. We diagnosed what the problem was. It was a throttle position sensor. It was $229 plus tax. And so he was going to go get it. He got the vehicle to limp along, and he went to go get it. And he pulled out his Discover card, and that was the card that I used for the pizza in Maryland. And he was shut down. They wouldn't let him use his Discover card because, obviously, there's fraud involved. How could that card... with multiple cards on the same account be used in two different states, almost simultaneously. Why? Because he bought a cup of coffee a few minutes before.
Dear, no, dear, yeah.
So we were held hostage by Discover. Yeah. And we've had a Discover card since 1986. We were one of the very first, to get one. And sure. What I'm saying is there's no loyalty. There's no loyalty from Discover to us. And Discover... Mm-hmm. I called them up when I got home, and they wanted to know, are you traveling? Is this a real charge? It's like, they said mm-hmm. that it was for my own good. I said, how is preventing my son from coming to pick me and Mrs. Finelli up when we're stranded, mm-hmm. how is this decline of our credit card protecting me? And they mm-hmm. said, well, if you had a cell phone, we could have called us. I said, I don't have a cell phone. So now I'm getting mm-hmm. beat up by Discover. Because I mm-hmm. don't have a cell phone and I don't fit in with their program. They said, okay, Mr. Mm-hmm. Finelli, here's what you do. Before you travel, you tell us where you're going. And we'll put that into the system and it's what happened. I said, I don't know that. You. Yeah. I don't know you. I'm not telling you where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm resisting this, and when we get to no cash, we're toast. Absolutely yeah. toast.
And how did you solve the problem that day, by the way?
Well, my son patched. He had another credit card, bought this device, and patched the system, his throttle position sensor, so he could get to pick me up. We put the truck on the trailer, the car on the trailer, and we drove mm-hmm. nonstop back to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
Justin, you're a very hour of need, but PayPal are just as bad as that, too. The time mm-hmm. Tom Lacavera was up at the Mal Hewitt event, and I think John Stapler, some people are trying to get him some money out there, the PayPal declined it. The money was cash going in and just to be collected. And another one I'll tell you, too, and I think that was part of the FBI carry-on at Mal Hewitt. Now, that's how bad that is. All these companies work in tandem, et cetera. But I found over the years, not that I ever transfer much money or receive much money, but the only efficient service that's simple is MoneyGram. I'm mm-hmm. not promoting them as such, but all the others are absolutely vile. They last for 6 levels of identity and hold you up for maybe an hour or two, et cetera, et cetera, But yep. I'm sure you've heard the stories that if you go into a bank and you want to draw, say, $5,000 out, they'll pull out a suspicion activity form and threaten you with sending it to the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a nice chat with the president of the bank when we opened our account 11 years ago here in Missouri. And I said, I'd like to meet with the president of the bank before I open an account. And they said, you want to meet with the president? I said, yeah. Yeah, because I'm considering putting deposits here, and I mm-hmm. want to know who he is, and I want to know where mm-hmm. to go should anything happen to those deposits.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet with him. I want to know, where he lives.
And did they produce them to you?
They did. They did. Oh. And so we, he and I were in the conference room.
You know, I hope you put that. Well, you don't need a CV. What do we call a resume here? You call it a resume. We call it a CV. But you could put that on your resume. That's one something else you've pulled off over the years. Yeah.
Well, what I did was I explained to him. I said, look, I may want to buy a tractor. And a tractor may cost $10,000, may cost $11,000, may cost $17,000. I don't know. But if I need to buy one, I want to pay cash for it because the person who's selling it to me doesn't know me.
Sure, sure. Very good. Hang
and
on to that.
He's not going
to
trust me. So I might eat cash.
Indeed. Okay, we'll continue this in 2 or 3 minutes with Vincent Finelli.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back in again with Vincent Finelli, a prolific prepper. And in that regard, Vincent, what would you say the top 10, I'm sure you have a way of putting it, I'll leave it to you, things that people, if you're living in suburbia or the countryside, it's two different situations, but what would you say the top 10 things people should have to be prepared for, you know, a climate disaster or whatever, weather, what would you say the top 10 things are?
Well, you've obviously heard 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food, right? You die if you don't have them. So obviously, air is really important. But we're going to assume that there's air around us. Obviously, next thing would be water and good drinkable water. Because if you drink water that is contaminated with bacteria or chemical toxins or radiologicals, you're going to get sick. So mm-hmm. what we do, we carry water with us in our vehicles, and we also carry a portable water filter. So even though we were stranded in Maryland, we had food, we had blanket, we had pretty much everything we needed. And if we needed to fight it out, we were probably okay with that, you know, for a limited period as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then food. And then you need to have something with which to barter. Credit mm-hmm. cards are, you know, one thing, but what if they don't work? Like in our case, just, you know, as you mentioned, we had a problem with our credit card being shut down. And if you don't have a phone, that's another problem. Then communications is kind of important. And I'll tell you what, we got a chance to experience what it was like without good quality communications because, number one, we didn't have a cell phone. Two, we had access to Wi-Fi because they had Wi-Fi there. But at this particular location, it's maybe roughly 50,000 square feet of floor space at this rest stop. And they have fast food joints there. They have a couple mm-hmm. televisions with the news. And they
internet cafe, all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Oh, sort of, yeah. And the Wi-Fi was, the Wi-Fi bandwidth was consumed by whoever was there playing whatever stupid, silly, nonsense games that they were mm-hmm. playing. Well, you know, maybe a few of us were trying to use it for bona fide purposes. So communications is kind of important. We had to actually wait until most people left in order to get a clear Wi-Fi signal. You know, and then you need to stay warm. So we slept in our vehicle, and we could not run the vehicle. Couldn't run it because a hydraulic pump failed. In this particular, we were in a Mercedes, an older Mercedes, and it has a dual or tandem hydraulic pump. What that means is the power steering is driven off the engine, and it's a hydraulic system. And then there's another pump that handles the suspension. So the shock absorbers are fluid-driven shock absorbers that are leveling so that if you drive down the road, it will take it will make the car more level than it would be without this. And I think it's an idiotic system. And I replaced yeah. that system. I replaced it with...
I was going to say, I'm amazed you bought a vehicle like that, a shrewd guy like you.
Well, I took all that out. And then
I see.
So I bypassed it, but one of the hydraulic hoses blew. And mm-hmm. when it lost the fluid, I had a choice. I could drive the vehicle and destroy a $4,000 pump, hydraulic pump, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. I could tow the vehicle home.
You did the right thing, yeah. But it takes a resourceful person to get out of a situation like that. There's no doubt about it. I can just hear the bumper music, can I, Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we'll go to the top of the hour break, and we'll be back with Vincent Finelli and prepping in 3 minutes or so. Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.